You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Radio Land. This is Landon coming at you live from the studio for Lifeline Ministries. I'm going to talk to you about the Spirit today. I know everybody does that. Oh, everybody talk about it. No. I'm going to open your eyes to the need, desire, and the can't live without Holy Spirit that we're supposed to know, love, and fellowship with daily, and have lead us and guide us and teach us and tell us things. And I don't think that we really believe, I'm going to put this out there now, that we are born again. I think we're stuck at the, I came to the altar, I accepted Christ, I have repented of my sins, I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, so I know when I die, I'm going to heaven. I'm cool. When I die, I'm going to heaven. I think we've stopped there. I don't think we're allowing the Holy Spirit to flow today, and we're not becoming one with Him like the Father and the Son are one. You should have a oneness with the Holy Spirit that no man can separate or no man can tell you don't have. If you don't know Him in that way, I want to try to open your eyes today to some spiritual principles, some truths from the Word, from Jesus' mouth Himself, to let you see the Holy Spirit is real. He is a he is a person. He's designed to help you, to comfort you, to teach you, to train you, and to show you things to come. We're not walking in that, and it kind of upsets me. But anyway, we're going to defeat the devil today. All right, listen, thanks for tuning in. I'm going to give you a couple things real quick. You can call the station. All right. If you need Christ, please call the station. If you're not sure that you are definitely born again, that you have a second birth, that you have conceived the Holy Spirit within. If you're not positive of that fact, let's make sure that you know this today. So you can call here for those reasons. You can call here for prayer. I'm just here to help you. If you need some help, you can call here, okay? 221-1100. 221-1100 is the local number. Out of town is 888-221-8990. Out of town, 888-221-8990. I want to challenge you with this, and I want you to tell your friends who might listen. Sometimes you get, sometimes I just go here. Sometimes I go to, man, I wonder who's really listening. I wonder who's really tuning in. Am I helping people? Or how many people are out there? Hit me up on Gmail. Somebody, I want you to, and like I said, call your friends. I mean, if you got a girlfriend that listens, if you got a guy friend that listens, call them, say, hey, man, I know you normally listen. Gmail these people. They want some response. They want to know what's going on with us out here. Are we listening? Are we getting fed? Are we receiving from us? Are we receiving for the last people that were on the air? Or anybody? Let me know what you're getting, okay? TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Hit me up and let me know where you're at spiritually. We want to help you. Give me some feedback this week. Okay? Pull us up on the web right now. WCNO.com. Click on live broadcast. That's WCNO.com. Click on live broadcast and you're in. Or right under it, you'll see on demand. So anytime during the week, WCNO, click on demand and pull up. Pull me up at 8:30 on Saturday on Lifeline or pull somebody else up. It doesn't matter. I just want you to get fed by the Word of God. That's what's important. I'm nobody special. Okay? I want you to get fed by the Word of God because God is special. Jesus is special. The Holy Spirit specially sent just to live in you, to teach you, to dwell with you, to comfort you. You need comfort in today's world. Today's world is not a world you can walk through without comfort. I don't know how people go through it. If you do not have the Holy Spirit within you, I have no idea how you're making it through this world today. I really don't. You're a tough cookie, man. But it doesn't have to be that hard. You can stop all that. I'm telling you, God will lead you, guide you, direct you, change your whole life, give you comfort you never knew of, give you peace in the midst of a storm, and you're going to think, how in the world am I so at peace in the midst of this thing? I'm telling you now. Okay, listen, turn your Bibles open. Right, we're going to start real simple stuff. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. The Gospel of John chapter 3. Listen to these words. Now realize, okay, there's a man named Nicodemus. He is a Pharisee, but the Bible says that Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews, because I want you to see this. I think this is happening in too many pulpits today. Okay? We've got, I won't go there. We got rulers of the Jews here, okay? This guy's very smart. This guy's educated. He understands theology. He understands religion. He understands all the things that you need to compose a move, not necessarily in the spirit, but in the how to walk right and the laws and the the ordinance that you're supposed to follow and all that. He understands all that. Very educated man. But he comes to Jesus because I think we're overeducated and under spirit. I don't think the spirit is as high as our natural man. I think we've rose up and we're very smart in our minds and in our intellect. But spiritually, I don't know that we're that bright spiritually. So I want to open our eyes to a few simple things here. This guy's very bright. He comes to Jesus. He says, listen, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. Because no man, he's watching now. He sees this stuff. No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, okay, unto the ruler of the Jews. Now you got to be a pretty smart cat to be the ruler of the Jews. He says unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, write that down, born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I believe there are too many people saved, okay, that have accepted Christ, that have salvation. When they die, they're going to heaven. But are they really born again? Have they had a second birth through the Spirit? Now, people say, well, hold on, Landon. When you receive Christ, you receive the Holy Ghost. That's absolutely true. When you receive Jesus, it's a package deal. The Holy Spirit comes with you. But like any other baby you've watched be born, if you're not getting nourished by milk, if you're not growing until you start on solid food, if you're not learning to walk, first learn to crawl, then learn to walk, then learn to talk, it's the same exact thing. If you have not gone through those baby steps with God through His Word as a child in the Spirit, you don't know what you have. You may have the Spirit in you when you accepted Christ, but you're doing absolutely nothing. You don't know Him. There's no walk. There's no power. You haven't gone through the process. You don't just receive Him and naturally you're just manifested into a new person. There is a process. If you're not willing to put forth the effort to grow in the grace of God, okay, which is the unmerited favor, which is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that's the unmerited favor. You don't deserve that. You didn't earn that. You didn't do a bunch of famous stuff and God said, man, you're so awesome. I'm going to give you my personal Spirit because I like you. It does not work that way. It's a deal for everybody. He says, listen, it's better for you that I go away, because if I don't go, I won't send Him. But if I go, I will send the Comforter. He will live in you. He will teach you, train you, guide you, instruct you, and comfort you. That's what we're missing. We're not being taught, trained, guided, and comforted by the Spirit. We're being taught, trained, guided, and comforted by our learned associations through our week, through our years, by other people, by pastors, by friends, by which is great. You need some counsel from other people, but your main source, this is my point, your main bloodline, your main source must come from God through the Spirit. Okay, there's too many people hurting that don't understand things, but you can't get the answer from man. If you've lost a spouse, if you've lost a child, if you have a child with autism, let's say, you're looking for answers. You want answers for life. What's going on? How does this work? What do I do? Guess what? No man can give you the answer. You're seeking things that are supernaturally discerned, and you're asking man for the answer. And of course, it doesn't work, so you get frustrated. Here's what you have to do. You've got to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit where you can talk to Him as your friend. You can hear from Him. He can guide you, counsel you, comfort you, give you a word of encouragement when you need it in your situation regarding the difficult things that don't make sense in the natural. Don't seek natural wisdom for things that are spiritually comprehended. You've got to go to the Holy Spirit for the deep things of God, okay, to understand those kind of things that I just brought up. That's not my subject, so I don't want to get sidetracked too much. But listen, Jesus said now, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except, there's no exception. He says, except a man be born again, a second birth. He's got a new conception. He's conceived a child. If you go back to the story of Mary, okay, where the angel came, put the seed in, he said, the angel said, Mary, thou art highly favored unto this day, you know, and he put that seed in Mary, supernatural conception, and a child came forth. If you look at that, it's a great example of how the Holy Spirit should be. You should have a supernatural conception. You are to receive and conceive a new birth in you, a new seed in you. That seed needs to be watered and must grow. Just having it and doing nothing with it is not going to do you any good. So let's just move on a little bit. Listen, Nicodemus said unto him, well, Lord, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, listen, verily, verily, truly, truly, Nicodemus, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water, that's your natural, your mom's water broke, you came forth. Okay? except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So what he said here is, except a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot, impossible, enter into the kingdom of God. Think about that. Now you got to ask yourself, am I born of the Spirit? Am I actually born? Have I had a second birth in the Spirit? Have I learned to crawl in the Spirit? Have I learned to baby talk? Have I learned to nurse the bottle in the Spirit? Am I on milk? Have I gotten the solid food? Am I walking yet in the Spirit? Where am I in the Spirit? If you're like, you know what? I don't know about this Spirit thing. And here's the thing. People avoid this because they don't understand. Spiritual principles are only discerned by the Spirit. You can't understand them naturally. So you got to crucify yourself first. You got to back yourself out of this and say, okay, God, you take over. You teach me. You train me. You develop me. You make sure your Spirit is in me, Lord. If I'm not sure if I have it or not, please now fill me with your Holy Spirit. Let me know that you're in me. Please come live. If you ask God, if you say, God, please come live in me, do you think he's going to not do that? He's like, oh, I don't want to live in you today. If you ask God humbly and seriously from your heart, I need your Spirit to move in me, Lord. I need guidance in life, and I need it to come from you. I need direction in life. I need it to come from you. My family life isn't working. I'm done, but I will listen to you. I will do what you say. I need direction from you, and I got to know it's coming from you. You're going to have to get in your word, number one. You're going to have to get in your word. You're going to have to stay in your word. If you don't get rooted and grounded in the word and you start seeking spiritual principles, the help from the Spirit, the guidance from the Spirit, if you want to hear from the Spirit, be careful, okay? Because the devil would love to come trick you. He's going to give you something to make you think you're on the right path. You're hearing from God and things are going great. You must be rooted and you must be grounded. Let me say it again. In the word, you have to eat solid food from the word of God daily, okay? Or you'll develop, your spirit will not develop properly. Let me just say it that way, okay? You got to be careful, but listen, it's real easy. God will walk you through this. He'll hold your hand. He'll guide you through this process. He says here, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. Obvious. That which is born of, pinch yourself right now. I mean, that which is born of flesh is flesh. You are flesh. You're born, you're here, you are flesh. He says, and, he's got a colon there, check it out. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Wait a minute now. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So we have two births again. Flesh, spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So if you say, well, I'm a spirit man. I know I have the Holy Ghost within me. I know I have the Holy Spirit living within me, teaching me, guiding me, directing me. Then you are spirit, according to that scripture. That which is, this is John 3, verse 6. Look at it. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So you have to fill that in. You are spirit. Here, let's just go right now. Let's skip over real quick to Galatians. Let's look at Galatians 5. We'll start with verse 22 for a second, just to make a point here. He says, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So if you are spirit, then according to Galatians 5:22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. So that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is love. That which is born of the Spirit is joy. That which is born of the Spirit is peace. This is a good check and balance system. Okay, the apple tree is born from an apple seed. How do you know? When you look at the tree, the fruit on the vine is an apple. An orange tree is birthed from an orange seed. When you look at the tree, the fruit on the vine is an orange. The fruit on your vine, according to Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. So now you fill in the blank. You say, okay, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit. If I've truly been born again, if I've had a second birth, if I've conceived a seed from God called the Holy Spirit, and he's developing in me and growing in me, and I'm growing in grace, which is the unmerited favor, that's the indwelling of the Spirit in you from God. You didn't earn that. He's doing this. You didn't earn it. He gave it to you. It's part of a gift that comes with Christ. When you accept Jesus Christ, you get this, okay? Now you have to develop this. What do I do with this? Huh, what do I do with it? It's let's say that everybody that bought a brand new house, everybody that buys a house, builds a house, or rents a house in Martin County, in St. Lucie County, or in Palm Beach County, when you do this now, every time you close a deal on the house, you get a brand new free generator. You get a $10,000 generator because we're in South Florida. And if a storm comes, you've got a generator now. You're in good shape. Everybody that buys a house gets a generator. So you take your new generator, you're all excited, put it on the back porch. First storm comes, I'm going to use that thing. Storm comes. You forget all about it. Power goes out. Now, you got power through that generator to run your house and the next two down the block, right? But the power goes out. The refrigerator goes out. The food gets spoiled. Everything gets thrown away. The storm came. You got taken out. And you had a power source now. You have a generator sitting on your porch. You did not engage in that. You have a source there that the storm should not have affected you at all. And you never engaged in the generator sitting right there to give you the power to make it through the storm. It's the same thing. I'm not saying you don't have the Holy Spirit. Now it's time to engage him, church. People, it's time to wake up. It's time to start communicating with. It's time to start developing him. It's time to let him teach you, train you, hear from him. Start seeking your counsel from God. Start seeking your counsel through the Spirit. You'll never understand the Spirit trying to understand it through natural man's teaching, wisdom, or whatever. Sure, I can help you, and you can read books on it. These things are going to help you. But to understand it, to really comprehend what's going on, you've got to engage the Holy Spirit. He is your teacher. He's your guide. He's your comforter. Okay? So you got it? That which is born of spirit is spirit. Now Jesus says, marvel not that I said this unto you. Ready? You must be born again. You must be born again. If you think about that, the first time you were born, like I said, you were a baby. You had to develop. You had to crawl. You had to walk. You had to learn to speak. You had to learn to think right. And when he says you must be born again, that means it. And that's difficult for grown folks. We have trouble saying, wait a minute, so I'm going to take the Spirit of God in me, and now I have to, as a baby, learn all my life over again? Yes. Yes, because you've only learned natural man's principles. In order to understand the things of God through the Spirit, you'll have to back up and get alone in your Word, just like a baby drinking the milk, and you'll have to eat this Word and read this Word and drink this Word until it starts to develop. Now you can start to see things in the Word you couldn't see before because the Holy Spirit's helping you. Now you can start to turn this Word into some meat, some solid food. You can give it to somebody else when they're hurting. You can say, here's what's going on, man. You're doing this and this. Well, the Bible says with God, all things are possible. You're starting to give them a steak. You've gone from meat to solid food. Now you're starting to walk with it. You're starting to tell people, train people. Next thing you know, you're on the radio or whatever the case is. You've got to develop your spirit, man. I cannot emphasize this enough today. You've got to know that you're born a second time. The only way you'll know that is the seed in you has to turn into fruit that you can associate with the Spirit. As we just read, the fruit of the Spirit is love. So when you read this verse in John, right? That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. So that which is born of spirit, according to Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is. So that which is born of spirit is love. That which is born of spirit is joy. That which is born of spirit is peace. That which is born of spirit is long-suffering. Check yourself right now. Are you love? Are you joy? Are you peace? Are you long-suffering? You're able to suffer long and find joy in the midst of it and to hang tight and still be faithful to God. Are you long-suffering? Check yourself. Are you these things? Can you fill in your name with these things? I am joy. I am peace. I am gentleness. I am goodness. I am faith. Well, then wait a minute. You got to back up and say, okay, wait a minute. Am I born again? Did I only come to the altar and just receive Christ? Huh? Did I repent of my sins and ask Christ to live in me, which he did because he's faithful, whether you are or not, he is. So he's moved in now. He's on the throne of your heart. And I think for 99% of us, we stop there. We stop because that's a good place to be, man. I've accepted Christ. I'm going to heaven when I die. That's a great feeling. But if you don't now get a new birth, if you don't allow him to plant that seed in you of the Holy Spirit and develop, any seed has to develop. That seed will turn into a forest if you let it. You got to nurture it now. You got to crop it. You got to prune it. You got to turn it into something. I hope you're following me. You've got to develop yourself. If you're born again, then you got to learn to do these things all over in the Spirit. Just like you did in the natural, there's a process in the Spirit. It's a sacrifice. Most people are not willing to pay that price. That's why we don't have spiritual understanding in our churches today like we should. people are not willing to pay the price to get there. Serious. There is a price to pay. There is a price to pay. Listen, I got something here. Wait, I got a good note here I want to read to you. Okay. Here's what's going on in the church today, I think. If you'll notice, when you go back and read the account of Jesus, okay, Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. John the Baptist was telling everybody, there's one coming after me who's mightier than I. I'm not even worthy to untie his sandals, but he's coming anyway. He's mightier than I. He will baptize you. John's preaching this now to everybody. He's going, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. This is what John's claim was. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And with fire. Now, after Jesus' baptism, we all know the story. A voice came from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And then the Bible says, immediately following Jesus' baptism and the announcement of who he was, this is the beginning of his ministry. He's ordained into his ministry today, this very day. The first thing the Spirit did was lead him into the wilderness. The Spirit, I said, did this to be tempted of the devil. Before any earthly influence could come, he had to know 100% he had the power over the enemy. You need to know 100% that you have the power over the enemy. To prove this point, the Bible says he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. That is in there to show you that he totally crucified the flesh. He wasn't nourished up in power to go fight a battle. He wasn't like a soldier that was nourished and watered and ready to go. He had nothing. Nothing. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Why? To totally shut down the flesh, to crucify its power, or any might that he might have in the natural. So then, when the devil came, he had only spirit to keep him. Excuse me. He had only spirit to keep him. He had no natural nourishment at all. Whatsoever. Only spiritual nourishment. That's where we are today, only the opposite. We have all the natural nourishment we want. We have so much natural nourishment, people are dying from overeating. People are dying from eating too much meat, too many greasy foods. We have so much natural nourishment, it's unreal. But spiritual nourishment, we lack spiritual nourishment. Natural, we're fine. We got the natural world figured out pretty good. But we're avoiding the Spirit. It seems like a storybook. It seems like it's not real. We're avoiding that. Devil's done a good job at making this thing seem weird. Now, in order to obtain what we should have been given at the initial point of our salvation, we must get alone with God and become instructed. Pain, what we should have been given at the initial, but just let's sit there. You received the Holy Spirit, but do you know him? Are you born a second time? Have you really had a brand new birth? Do you know for sure that you have the Spirit of God indwelling in you? Have you received and conceived that Spirit within you? Answer that question. If you're not sure, it's not too late to call here. Call here. 221-1100. 221-1100. Say, Landon, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm really not. Go to church every Sunday? I don't know. I don't hear God's voice. I don't have any unction from the Spirit. Spirit doesn't tell me what to do. I don't get no direction. When I bought my house, I prayed. I heard nothing. I just made the best decision I could. 221-1100. I need to know that I'm born again, Landon. I need to know I'm born again. 221-1100. 888-221-8990 out of town. 888-221-8990. I need to know that I truly have a second birth. That I'm a baby now of a new father. That my new father has new instructions. He wants to guide me, teach me, train me. In order to do that, this is what you got to do now. Okay? This is what you have to do. You got to get alone with God. You've got to get alone with God and become instructed on how to operate in that in which you received, but just let's sit there. If you gave him the time, if you did the Matthew 6:6, look it up this week. Excuse me one second. Sorry about that. Something choked me up in here. If you do Matthew 6:6, he says, Jesus tells him, he says, look, but thou, when thou pray, this is how you will get to know God really well. Jesus said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. This is how you get to know God. You've got to sacrifice your time, your family, your wants, your desire, your sports games, TV. You have to sacrifice these things sometimes. You got to go into your prayer closet and get alone with God. He says, enter into your closet when you have shut the door, when you've shut off all outside influence and all other distractions of life. Now, he says, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. It doesn't mean God stays in secret all the time. He means right then, God is in secret. You are alone with God. It's just you and God. You're not doing this to show anybody anything. You're not doing this so people think you're spiritual. There's no other motive right now. You're in your room. You're in your closet. You're in wherever you are. The door's shut. It's just you and God, alone, alone. Nobody knows you're there but God. That's the way to get his attention. Pray to thy Father, which is in secret, he says. Pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. That's what you have to do now. If you want to get to know the Holy Spirit, you have to do that. You have to do that. Let me give you one more, and then we're going to sign off. Ready? Jesus says in John 14, he says, I will pray the Father. Now, here's what happened. When he rose from that tomb and he went up to the right hand of God, he's there to do this for you. He said, I will pray the Father for you. He will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth. That's what we're missing today. We need a Spirit of truth. He is the Holy Spirit. You must engage him. The Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. Why? Because it seeth him not. See, the world can't see him. You can't look for him in the natural eyes. You got to look for him in your prayer closet, by yourself, alone with God. God, manifest yourself to me. Let me know, God, that I'm born again. If I'm not, God, fill me with your Spirit. Fill me with your Spirit today. This is what you say. You just talk to him. Fill me with your Spirit today, God. I want your Holy Spirit in me. I want it leading me, guiding me, instructing me, teaching me like it says. He says, the Spirit. With you and shall be in you. Then in 26, he says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Do you get it? He shall teach you all things. We're not getting nourished by the Holy Spirit. We're getting nourished by teachings. Well, you need the teacher to teach you. It's time to back up and get alone with God in your prayer closet. Say, Lord, I need you to teach me this week. I need to hear from you. I need to start a good relationship with you. We need to talk. We need to communicate. I need direction. I've got things I'm facing, and I want your guidance. I want you to tell me what to do, Lord. I want you to tell me where to go, Lord. You show me, Lord. Show me, Lord. Show me in your word what to do. Teach me this week, Lord. That's how you do it. You get along with God, and you ask him to help you. He'll be right there for you. You hear me? He'll be right there for you. Now, listen. I want you to email me this week. I want emails. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Let me give you scriptures on the Holy Spirit. Let me teach you how to walk in the Spirit so you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's what the Bible says. It is mandatory. Jesus told the ruler of the Jews, he said, hey man, you know it all. You're very smart. You understand religion big time, but you must be born. Again, there was one thing he lacked. He was not born again by the Spirit. If you're not born again by the Spirit, I'm about to sign off. You need to call here, 221-1100 or 888-221-8990. You need to know. You must be born again. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Listen, I need support. I do. I really do. I need support for this ministry. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I love you. This is Landon for Lifeline. Thanks for tuning in. Do not forget, email trylifeline@gmail.com.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.